From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast.
Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on how many episodes we ended this. I forgot our own introduction. Always keep an eye on eternity. This is episode number 81, and I've already forgot the introduction, Leah, so let's go back with you.
Thank you.
Maybe you can keep me on track this time.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that.
We have got an interesting program for you, we hope. We've got several things to pass along to you, just kind of informational this time. But before we get into sort of the main topics we've got to talk about today, we have got to jump right into a very special moment on the podcast. And of course, Leah, that would be something we skipped the last couple weeks. This week in The Wizard of Oz, because the last podcast we did, well, okay, I just forgot to do it pretty much, but we do have an update on The Wizard of Oz, and that is...
We finished book two.
No.
Book three. Oh, wait. Yes, right.
That's
book
right.
Three.
They're getting to be where we can't remember how many we've done now. But we did finish book three, Ozma of Oz. And as we said the last time we did one of these Wizard of Oz updates, Leah, they're all strange because they're, you know, fiction and everything. This one was not just as totally, absolutely berserkatroid as the second book was.
Berserkatroid. Is that a word?
It is now. Do you agree? she's looking at me going, they're all nuts. Yeah. But no, we did finish the third book and we're excited about that. We started book four, and what's this one called? Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz. Mm-hmm. Notice the subtle change there. Mm-hmm. But this one starts out with like them floating down into a glass city where you can walk on the air.
Well, in the last one, you know, there was this thing about them being basically kidnapped, and they had to find the enchantment or something that was going to break a spell.
Yeah.
And one by one, they had to find the code or something.
Basically, figure the secret out. Yeah. But they, spoiler alert, they did, because it's a fourth novel. We kind of gave it away because, you know, if they didn't, that would have been the end of the whole deal. So, anyway, we're excited about that. And the kids are, as we say each time we do one of these, Leah, these stories are kind of crazy. The kids just love it. They hate when we stop. We try to read a chapter at a time or maybe even two some nights if they're shorter, but they hate when we stop. They just love it. And the big takeaway here is parents, read to your children. Right?
Amen.
So
preaching to the choir.
There you go. That's right. Leah, read to your children. Mm-hmm. She's going, I do every day. We homeschool the kids. We'll get to more about that in just a second. But can I just say our garden's growing?
Yes.
Okay, our garden's growing. What's next on our list?
What are you growing in your garden?
What aren't we growing in our garden? It'll be a shorter list. Well, we've already eaten potatoes out of our garden.
Yes, those are good, too.
First, I've ever tried to grow potatoes. They were small, but they're new potatoes.
Some are pretty big, though.
Yeah, and so we need to be probably eating more of them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're recording this the night before it comes out to kind of give you some context of the timing here. So May the, 18th, we're recording this. We've got onions. We've already pulled quite a few. Still have quite a few left to pull and use. Tomato plants, just a couple.
How many?
33, and then one volunteer that's already had been caged, so 34 now.
I had two volunteers. One's
big enough to have a cage on it. Okay. I'm not counting them until they get that big, because you never know what could happen. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Is that the old thing? Yeah, don't count your tomatoes before you cage them. How about that?
Well, and there was a chicken in the third novel, too.
There you go. So that's on my mind.
Yeah.
I think that should be the new saying, though. Don't count your tomatoes till you cage them. Think that'll catch on?
True. I guess don't count your tomatoes till you actually can pull them off the vine.
That's true.
Because they can look good.
But we have some. They're getting close already. Before we recorded,
later. We have beans growing.
Beans and
cucumbers.
Peas. Cucumbers, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, asparagus, corn, peanuts, eggplant, peppers. Anything else? I don't know.
Did you say corn?
Strawberries.
Did you say corn?
I say corn. The corn hadn't done very well yet, but it's starting to come through. But it's large.
Yes, it looks good though.
Yeah, it's gonna kill me. But
no, it won't.
It's been fun, and it's growing. So that's been going on. We mentioned last podcast, Leah, that we let you give a little preview because the day this is released is the day before you have a speaking engagement.
Right, I'm speaking At the Sweetwater Church of Christ for their Ladies' Day called Masquerade.
Can I sing the song for Phantom of the Opera?
Sure.
Let's not do that.
Well, so anyway, I'm teaching three lessons, and the first lesson we're going to, well, the first two lessons we're going to be dealing with women, some, a couple of women of the Bible, and we will look behind their masks.
Ooh.
And then the third lesson, we're going to be talking about maybe different masks we wear in our lives and, you know, just some real practical ways of dealing with just really getting to know each other on a real level.
Right. So that's May the 20th, this mm-hmm. Saturday, Sweetwater, Tennessee. He just said Sweetwater. Some people listening may be going, I've never heard of this place. But Sweetwater is between Chattanooga and Knoxville, I guess a little closer to Knoxville than Chattanooga, but over in that part of the country. So if you're in the middle or eastern Tennessee, or I guess, what, North Georgia or western North Carolina, mm-hmm. I guess even eastern Kentucky, come down through the Knoxville area. So it'd be worth the drive, I guarantee. I can say that. I've never been to a Ladies' Day for obvious reasons, but I'm sure it's going to be fantastic because you're speaking, and that's going to make it great. But that's Sweetwater, Tennessee, and I'm sure there's stuff on Facebook and elsewhere about that. So you have got that coming up tomorrow, or as this is being released tomorrow. And then next weekend is something the kids always look forward to, and you do as well.
It's Cousins Camp.
It's Cousins Camp time. And that will be over Memorial Day weekend in Paducah, of course.
It's with your parents.
My parents' house. And we've talked about Cousins Camp on the podcast several times. But what I want to do here, we've got one subject we're going to talk about for most of our time. But I want to take a minute, Leah. Let's do this. We're going to preview it just a touch this time and kind of do a Cousins Camp review on the next one. I'll explain why at the end of our time. But why do the kids look forward to this so much?
Well, I mean, it's one of the few, you know, rare times that they actually get to be together with their cousins on your side of the family, or really with any cousins.
Any of the cousins, yeah.
And so they really look forward to it, and thankful for your mom because, you know, several years ago she had this thought. She had heard other people doing something similar. She wanted to do it, and really the first goal was just to try to do her part to foster a really family atmosphere between the cousins, and so that they can grow up being close to one another. And it was just one way she felt like that would be fun for her, fun for the kids. And it's really been, they all love it. It's really nice, and they all love it.
And it really is. If you've never listened to the podcast before, never seen our website before, what we're talking about, it is not just a weekend where they hang out together. It really is kind of, I mean, it's
she
at their house
activities.
As far as where they sleep, but it's a camp.
She
really
plans
is.
Activities and excursions, and it really is nice. You know, we're called the counselors, and I mean, a lot of it's in a laughing, joking way. But
they have to clean their quote-unquote cabins.
The cabins or their rooms they're staying in, and they take it really seriously, too. So, yeah, it's really good. Everyone seems to enjoy it every year.
So. Yeah, so that's coming up next weekend, and so the next time we have a podcast, we'll kind of review that Cousins Camp, and we're going to preview Church Camp 2 weeks from today, because those two camps fall very close together.
Yes.
But as you're recording this, Leah, it is the night before something happens in our house, and it is the day it's being released is the day of something in our house we always look forward to. I know you do. It is the last day of homeschool. How'd you like that? You know it's coming, did you?
No.
You had no idea. I just pulled
you
that right
so
out of nowhere.
Silly.
Well, you know, right here in front of the whole internet and both of our listeners. We just did that. But as this is being released, it is today, but we're recording this, we said, the evening before. So tomorrow is the last day of homeschool, 2016-17. And
oh, man,
so
I cannot believe it.
We're going to take, this is going to be a shorter program. We've said it before. This one is because, frankly, we're going to peel back the curtain here. Supper's over there on the stove, and I'm hungry. So what we're going to do is take a few minutes here for the rest of our podcast, that Leah kind of talk about some things they've discussed in homeschool, and we're going to hopefully do this from a positive and a negative, I guess, or a victory and a struggle kind of side. But Leah, let's start with a negative. How about that? What are some things that maybe went on in homeschool this year? Some struggles or some things maybe not completing or whatever, that, you know, because what we want to do is be honest. Homeschool is not easy. We enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it more than you do because I don't teach, right? But it's not a bed of roses, right? So maybe just, you know, let's not, you know, cry and weep all over the table or anything here, but, you know, kind of give some of the, hey, we're just a regular homeschool family here. What's something maybe we struggled with or something not finishing we wish we were, that kind of thing. Then we'll turn positive because, you know, we're happy people.
Well, I think just on a level of what we like and don't like and what seems to be even a burden sometimes is math. And I don't think we're unusual in that. The kids do okay in math, and usually, but it's just they've never really enjoyed it. Things like, you know, memorizing additions of facts and subtraction facts and multiplying facts never really appealed to them very much, and they've had a hard time getting all of those in their head. They can, you know, I've always said every year I said we really need to work on those more. It hinders, and you know, I use Saxon, which is a very reputable reputable math program in general. Schools use it, but they also adapt it for homeschool, and you know, there's good and bad about it, and sometimes I wonder, you know, if we should switch to another math program. Sometimes I think, no, we'll stick with it. And so, you know, if I had to pick, probably, and I don't even want to say negative, it's just more reality. Like, we've had to work harder at that, and it is the one subject to where they do different things, and that's hard to juggle because
they're in different grades.
They're different levels of math for the last couple of years, and I've decided, you know, because all the other things we basically do together, and just because they're only, yeah, did you say that only 1 year apart in school?
I just said different grades.
Yeah, they're just 1 year apart. Like Turner's in the finishing fourth, and Mary Carol's finishing fifth. So we've always done things together until a couple years ago. I decided, you know, math needed to be separate or different levels, not just because it was getting more just burdensome for Turner because he was working really above his level, but he handled it fine. He was just getting more frustrated with it. I thought there's no reason to deal with that, right? You know, and so anyway, so every year, you know, we kind of struggle through it in a way of that it's probably the hardest subject that just logistically I have to handle because, you know, one will need help with one area. And at the same time, the other one's over here frustrated with one problem over here. And, you know, unless you know how Saxon is set up, it might not make sense. But there's constant review going on. And one maybe negative of that program is that they don't always practice enough on the original new concept. So maybe like the next two or three times it appears in their review, they're like, oh, I don't remember how to do this. And you have to. So it's just, it can get frustrating. And they would much rather be reading or drawing or learning science
playing
or history.
Outside.
Or playing, yeah, of course. But, you know, in school-wise, they'd be much rather be learning other things. And so, I don't know. That may just be a negative. And we're doing better this year than we have in a few years of accomplishing our lessons. But we still won't finish the book, and that bothered me until some school teacher says a lot of school teachers don't finish their math books either, you know, because they stop when they need to, and they hang out at this concept they know is important until the kids get it and move on then and things like that. So, you know, it's just being more realistic about how our school is right now anyway.
When you brought up something there, you know, that I've heard you talk about a lot, and I've heard you also say that when you talk to other homeschooling parents, they sometimes struggle with, whether it's math or something else, is, you know, everything's on us, really you, and that includes like selecting curriculum and that kind of stuff. And that really, I know it bothers you from time to time, math specifically, but really everything, you know, you find something you like, but even then you see something, you go, maybe I'd like this as much.
It might be better, or they might have an easier time with it. But then at the same time, if you're using a program that you know is reputable, then the advantages to that is that it's tried and true, and people have used it for years and come out with their kids knowing, you know, how to do advanced maths and everything, even in homeschool. So I don't know. You know, probably this summer I'm going to really, I've already broken it to the kids, so I'm going to drill them more on their math facts so that they know them quicker and they don't have to think about it as long and they don't get as frustrated. Because, you know, I mean, it's true that they're at just at that critical age where if they've not really memorized and have automatic recall of the facts, then every problem they do is built on that. A lot of time, or a lot of problems are, most of them are at this point. And so, you know, it takes them longer. And that's one of the frustrating parts about it. It seems like a long, drawn out subject that we have to do every day instead of it just being a regular, you know, we spend a lot of time finishing math lessons, or not even, you know, always finishing them. Just that's just a big part of our day, and it's just not as one of the pleasant ones. So that's made it hard.
Something we've talked about in the podcast before, you know, is we do this podcast, we enjoy doing it and everything, but, you know, what we're admitting here is we struggle too. There's still confusion at times. There's still, yeah. Do you ever get upset?
Never.
We also lie.
No. Every day.
And, you know, and this is one of them. Yeah, that's one of those things that I've heard, you know, sometimes you'll send me a text at work, or, I don't know if I can do this anymore. It's driving. And we want people to know that, you know, that, yeah, we enjoy it and everything, but we put this stuff out there not to say we're perfect with it, but hopefully to encourage you when you're having days that don't feel perfect or that aren't perfect and everything. We go through the same thing, but yeah, that's something that, you know, we've struggled with this year. What's something you've been excited about this year, you know, that you thought that went better, or that you just were really excited to teach the kids, that, you know, were finishing up this year, and you look back and you go, I'm really glad we did this or that we accomplished that in this year's homeschool?
Well, I've said I always like our grammar curriculum. It's simple, straightforward. The kids have learned a lot with it. That always goes well. It has really every year, and it's very doable, and they learn a lot with it. We have one, Mary Carroll Loves History, and I've chosen Story of the World to use for our history lessons, and it basically is just, you know, what it is. It's the story of the world, like, and it's chronological, so the kids have learned, you know, about ancient history. This year we've studied the Middle Ages, and we're starting, the exciting thing for me, and I think even for them, is we're getting on enough in history that they're starting to see how history has affected, like, where we are today.
Right.
And not, you know, that's harder in the ancient world, but as we've studied through Middle Ages, they start hearing about things that they've heard about before a lot of times.
Well, and you start seeing names that look like names that we might have.
Right. I mean, and even in ancient history, especially the things regarding the Bible, they would recognize.
Right.
But as we've come up through, you know, the Middle Ages, and honestly, I've been able to piece it together for them better than maybe I would have been in the ancient history studies. So that's really worked out nicely. And Mary Carroll loves that. And it, you know, it's fine. It's just a short, it's not, the chapters are not too long. There's a lot of them, but, you know, we'll do that. And I have the activity book that comes with it, and it's full of projects and, you know, coloring sheets if you want to add it to a notebook, or games, recipes, just anything that, you know, book idea, book lists to check out at the library if you want to, and all those kind of things. And we haven't done anywhere near all of those activities, and they even say there's no way you can. I mean, mm-hmm. This is just a bunch of ideas for you, but I didn't think we were going to be very good at getting, I didn't think we were going to even come close to finishing this book, because, you know, I've always thought that the obviously things like math and spelling and grammar, things like that, have to be, you can't slack on those. History and science, it's real easy to say, well, okay, we just didn't get to that chapter today, or I was planning on doing this week, or I wanted us to do this whole chapter this week, or two this week, whatever. And I didn't think we would get finished, but really, we're only going to be a couple of chapters short of finishing.
Yeah.
If we can do what I have planned for tomorrow.
Which is the last day of school.
Which we never know about that.
And play the music again? No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, and so, you know, that's in science. Turner loves science, so it's always interesting for him. And I love the curriculum we use for that. It's Apologia.
Apologia.
And this year we've studied astronomy. So we're studying any and everything about astronomy, and they love it. And we should be, and we haven't done, you know, all of the activities or all of the notebook pages that we have on that, but it's been, you know, we're getting close to being able to at least have covered all of the chapters, and they've learned a lot, and they've read books on things, and so really, all in all, it's been a really good year.
Well, okay, other than joining them on Math Facts, you know, school ends as we're recording this tomorrow, and we don't know yet when we'll start back for the next school year, but it's usually very early in August because we try to have a couple of weeks of school in before we head to polish in the pulpit. What is something that over the summer you are going to try to either do or evaluate or whatever to prepare for next year?
Well, other than the drills on Math Facts, I'm going to make myself do that with them. I said that last year, I think. I'm going to make myself do it this year. I may go over some of those books that, because I did really well at the beginning of the year checking books out from the library, and our library is small, and there's, you know, I mean, it's just to be honest, they don't have, a lot of the books that are listed here, they don't have, or maybe they're out of print enough, and then, you know, if ones get lost, libraries that are small for sure don't have the collection to replace it and everything. But if the kids are really wanting to, like, if, you know, and I told Mary Carol, this is going to be something that, you know, on hot days when everybody gets bored, we may go back and do some of those activities,
right?
Or read, or I might request some books from the library of some of the chapters that I feel like maybe we went over really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all in all, they've picked up a lot on the history. I really do.
It seems like it to me.
But, you know, there
we
may be
about that a lot at supper at night and stuff, and it seems like they picked that up pretty well.
There may be some things like that we do with them. And then I want to make a little list of maybe some required reading that might go along with that, you know, if I can find the books that are listed for those particular chapters that I want them to focus on again. And mainly I just want them to get have a good idea of where they are in history so that next year when we begin, you know, we're going to begin and kind of pick up pretty much where we left off on history this year, so...
So homeschool ends tomorrow for this calendar year, as it's being released, it ends today for this school year. And, you know, during the summer, you've got these things for homeschool. Let me ask you this. This is just totally off the cuff, and she loves it when I ask these questions. We haven't prepared for anything. Besides homeschool stuff, give me three things you're looking forward to this summer. And they can be anything, fun stuff, spiritual stuff, anything. Three things you're looking forward to during the summer months.
Well, I always...
And we're going to say before school starts back. So basically June and July.
I always plan way too much of things I want to do in the summer because I feel like that's the only time I have. And then, so I try not to do this and get all upset at the end of the summer. I'm like, well, I thought I would do A, B, and C, but I've only done like half of A.
Yeah.
Usually what it ends up.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this summer we get to do our project and the kids will do. We're getting redoing their bathroom because it really is desperate. It's, you know, really dated and it needs some attention.
Okay, so that's one. That's one.
Which will include
house.
All that, you know, the painting that will be involved in that.
So redoing that.
I want to redo. It's all about the house.
Oh, goody.
But not all of it. I would love for us to do repair, to paint our bedroom. Because, you know, we bought a fixer-upper, and fixer-upper in reality isn't somebody coming to your house and doing it for you and you get to enjoy it. And after about 6 weeks, we've been here 2 years and we're still working on rooms and painting and wallpaper and things like that. So I'm hoping that we can finish up that, and that will be most of the painting work, and then focus on painting the doors.
Okay. That's two.
And then... there's going to be four.
Oh.
Three.
And they probably all have to do with the house.
No. I mean, that all fits together with the house, like trying to work hard on finishing up painting, like I said, with the project stuff in our bedroom and bathroom and things like that. But other than that, I really want to try to just have more order in the house, like the leftovers, yes, admittedly, of moving some corners and some parts of the guest room, maybe still have boxes. Just saying, maybe. And I want to unpack those. Yeah.
It's not because we sold our house and moving again.
It's mostly
still we haven't unpacked.
It's mostly Bible school stuff that I need to organize, and you know, there's some things that I might be surprised when I open it up. But most of our things are settled and unpacked. It's just some of those types of things. We had a closet that we had that stored in. So, you know, it is with different kinds of closets set up here. So, and then other than that, I want to have the time to really progress more on our Bible school program at church, because we have, there's certain things I know I can do this summer that help speed things along during the school year, when I know, like filing and getting those, you know, like our lesson bags labeled and laminating some things, like getting ahead a little bit. I think that's there again, though, but I know deep down it's, you know.
I'm waiting to see how the sentence ends.
I don't know. I probably won't get much of that done at all, because I know how it is. You know, things take longer and you get in summer mode, and then you have things like BBS and gospel meetings and camp. And so, I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be a busy summer.
And I want the old shed knocked down, too.
So five things, yes. Most of them have to do with the house, and I have to do some of them.
This is what happens when you homeschool, because I don't have time during the school year to really work on big projects, so they all get squished into summertime.
This is real life right here.
And I want, you know, them to be done, so that then every other summer is not full of all these little projects. It's been this way since we've moved, because we've just had more projects going on at this house. I always had projects at the other house, but not like tearing down sheds and...
So that's kind of what's going on in our lives. We kind of just want to take this program, and since school year was in, and talk about homeschooling a little bit. Even if you don't homeschool, maybe you got some things, you know, some ideas. You know, summertime, you know, kids are on vacation, but they can still learn math facts and read stories and read books and that kind of stuff. In 2 weeks, we'll be back with you, and we're going to review Cousins Camp and kind of preview the summer a little bit. And hopefully what I want to do next time, you know, we're going to talk about previewing camp, you know, a little bit. What I really want to do next time, Leah, mostly... I kind of want us to talk about how when I finished being a youth minister, we thought summers would be easier, and they've actually gotten harder. They've actually gotten crazier.
Part of that is because of your crazy wife, who has five huge projects for summertime, where we really only have about 6 weeks.
Hashtag truth right there. So
maybe I'm the problem.
Wait, not a problem. It's just reality. We hope this has encouraged you a little bit, got kind of caught you up on some things, and just let you know where we are. And there's really no show notes for this episode, because we didn't link to anything.
We're just jabbering.
And that's fine. But this is just, hey.
We ought to, at the end of the summer, have the list that I made and just actually see.
Yeah, no kidding.
What we did.
That actually is not a bad idea. But anyway,
can I add? Like, sure. You said, like, I do want the kid. I need to be better at making a household schedule and at least like chore schedule for the kids and step that up. You know, we've kind of functioned as go do this today, do that. But I want something like maybe print it out so they know what day they need to do what, and have them trained better to just do it. Like, that's what you do, without me having to say. You know, I want them to step up a little bit more this summer with that. So.
Do I get to type that and print that too?
If you want to. I mean, I can probably do it.
Oh, and anyway, on that note, we are going to leave. But before we do, very quickly, Leah, I'm very proud of you teaching our kids homeschool. I should say that more often. I should.
Thank you.
And I love you.
Love you.
And we will be back with you again in 2 weeks, Lord willing. And until then, remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.